The last LOS for this topic review is to describe contingency provisions affecting the timing and/or nature of cash flows of fixed income securities and identify whether such provisions benefit the borrower or the lender. A contingency provision in a contract describes an action that may be taken if an event, the contingency, actually occurs. Contingency provisions in bond indentures are referred to as embedded options, embedded in the sense that they are an integral part of the bond contract and are not a separate security. Some embedded options are exercisable at the option of the issuer of the bond, and therefore are valuable to the issuer. Others are exercisable at the option of the purchaser of the bond, and thus have value to the bondholder. Bonds that do not have contingency provisions are referred to as straight or option-free bonds. A call option gives the issuer the right to redeem all or part of a bond issue at a specific price, referred to as a call price, if they choose to. As an example of a call provision, consider a 6% 20-year bond issued at par on June 1, 2012, for which the indenture includes the following call schedule. The bonds can be redeemed by the issuer at 102% of par after June 1, 2017, at 101% of par after June 1, 2020, or at 100% of par after June 1, 2022. For the 5-year period from the issue date until June 2017, the bond is not callable. We say the bond has 5 years of call protection, or that the bond is call protected for 5 years. This 5-year period is also referred to as a lockout period, a cushion, or a deferment period. June 1, 2017 is referred to as the first call date, and the call price is 102% of par between that date and June 2020. The amount by which the call price is above par is referred to as the call premium. The call premium at the first call date in this example is 2%, or $20 per $1,000 bond. The call price declines to 101% of par after June 1, 2020. After June 1, 2022, the bond is callable at par, and that date is referred to as the first par call date. For a bond that is currently callable, the call price puts an upper limit on the value of the bond in the market. A call option has value to the issuer because it gives the issuer the right to redeem the bond and issue a new bond if the market yield on the bond declines. This could occur either because interest rates in general have decreased or because the credit quality of the bond has increased. Consider a situation where the market yield on the previously discussed 6% 20-year bond has declined from 6% at issuance to 4% on June 1, 2017, the first call date. If the bond did not have a call option, it would trade at approximately $1,224. With a call price of $102, the issuer can redeem the bonds at $1,020 each and borrow that amount at the current market yield of 4%, reducing the annual interest payment from $60 per bond to $40.80 per bond. The issuer will only choose to exercise the call option when it is to their advantage to do so. That is, they can reduce their interest expense by calling the bond and issuing new bonds at a lower yield. Bond buyers are disadvantaged by the call provision and have more reinvestment risk because their bonds will only be called when the proceeds can be reinvested, only at a lower yield. For this reason, a callable bond must offer a higher yield and sell at a lower price than an otherwise identical non-callable bond. The difference in price between a callable bond and an otherwise identical non-callable bond is equal to the value of the call option to the issuer. There are 3 styles of exercise for callable bonds. American style means the bonds can be called any time after the first call date. European style means the bonds can only be called on the call date specified. Bermuda style means the bonds can be called on specified dates after the first call date, often on coupon payment dates. Note that these are only style names and are not indicative of where the bonds are issued. to avoid the higher interest rates required on callable bonds, but still preserve the option to redeem bonds early when corporate or operating events require it, issuers introduced bonds with make-whole call provisions. With a make-whole bond, the call price is not fixed, but includes a lump sum payment based on the present value of the future coupons the bondholder will not receive if the bond is called early. With a make-whole call provision, the calculated call price is unlikely to be lower than the market value of the bond. Therefore, the issuer is unlikely to call the bond, except when corporate circumstances, such as an acquisition or restructuring, require it. The make-whole provision does not put an upper limit on the bond values when interest rates fall, as does a regular call provision. The make-whole provision actually penalizes the issuer for calling the bond. The net effect is that the bond can be called if necessary, but it can also be issued at a lower yield than a bond with a traditional call provision. A put option gives the bondholder the right to sell the bond back to the issuing company at a pre-specified price, typically par. Bondholders are likely to exercise such a put option when the fair value of the bond is less than the put price, because interest rates have risen or the credit quality of the issuer has fallen. Exercise styles used are similar to those we enumerated for callable bonds. Unlike a call option, a put option has value to the bondholder because the choice of whether to exercise the option is the bondholder's. For this reason, a puttable bond will sell at a higher price and offer a lower yield compared to an otherwise identical option-free bond. Convertible bonds, typically issued with maturities of 5 to 10 years, give bondholders the option to exchange the bond for a specific number of shares of the issuing corporation's common stock. This gives bondholders the opportunity to profit from increases in the value of the common shares. Regardless of the price of the common shares, the value of a convertible bond will be at least equal to its bond value without the conversion option. Because the conversion option is valuable to bondholders, convertible bonds can be issued with lower yields compared to otherwise identical straight bonds. Essentially, the owner of a convertible bond has downside protection compared to equity shares, but at a reduced yield, and the upside opportunity of equity shares. For this reason, convertible bonds are often referred to as a hybrid security, part debt and part equity. To issuers, the advantages of issuing convertible bonds are a lower interest cost compared to straight bonds and the fact that debt financing is converted to equity financing when the bonds are converted to common shares. Some terms related to convertible bonds are conversion price, the price per share at which the bond may be converted to common stock. Conversion ratio, equal to the par value of the bond divided by the conversion price. If a bond with a $1,000 par value has a conversion price of $40, its conversion ratio is 25 shares per bond. Conversion value. This is the market value of the shares that would be received upon conversion. A bond with a conversion ratio of 25 shares, when the current market price of a common share is $50, would have a conversion value of $1,250. Even if the share price increases to a level where the conversion value is significantly above the bond's par value, bondholders might not convert the bonds to common stock until they must, because the interest yield on the bonds is higher than the dividend yield on the common shares received through conversion. For this reason, many convertible bonds have a call provision. Because the call price will be less than the conversion value of the shares, by exercising their call provision, the issuers can force bondholders to exercise their conversion option when the conversion value is significantly above the par value of the bonds. An alternative way to give bondholders an opportunity for additional returns when the firm's common shares increase in value is to include warrants with straight bonds when they are issued. Warrants give their holders the right to buy the firm's common shares at a given price over a given period of time. As an example, warrants that give their holders the right to buy shares for $40 will provide profits if the common shares increase in value above $40 prior to expiration of the warrants. For a young firm, issuing debt can be difficult because the downside, the probability of firm failure, is significant, and the upside is limited to the promised debt payments. Including warrants, which are sometimes referred to as a sweetener, makes the debt more attractive to investors because it adds potential upside profits if the common shares increase in value. Contingent convertible bonds, referred to as COCOs, are bonds that convert from debt to common equity automatically if a specific event occurs. This type of bond has been issued by some European banks. Banks must maintain specific levels of equity financing. If a bank's equity falls below the required level, they must somehow raise more equity financing to comply with regulations. COCOs are often structured so that if the bank's equity capital falls below a given level, they are automatically converted to common stock. This has the effect of decreasing the bank's debt liabilities and increasing its equity capital at the same time, which helps the bank to meet its minimum equity requirement.